would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, is the automatically deleted husband. Automatically deleted again. Gee. I sent a card to my wife today. You turn to the state, and next week they may turn on you. Remember, the person who loves you is not your dad, but me. Please take my hand again. You promised. I love you, I love you, I love you, your man. The point of a lot of this, the person that loves you is not your dad, but me, is a line that I've used many times over, because I will contend. He is giving her bad advice and has led her astray. And, you know, the best way to, if you do that, is make sure that you have no challenge to what you've done, which is obviously what they've done. But next Thursday, I think it is, because I got an email today in reference to this, is the court appearance, telephone court appearance. And I am really concerned that my wife turned to the state and it's going to backfire. You know, one of the things I just thought about it, because I continue to get, you know, a lot of the email type things that I get that talk about things going on in the world. You know, there is still the constant refrain of the tragedy that's happened following the vaccines. Because, I mean, the death rate due to vaccines is just horrendous. And, you know, I know my wife stated that there's no intention. Intention and what happens later are two different things. You know, I've attempted to do or not do many things and failed. There's not a chance I would allow my kids to be vaccinated. But then, of course, the obvious example, I gave the denial of consent for George and surgery, which that means nothing. I'm just the dad. So I have no authority. My denial of consent, the way to avoid that is you simply don't ask. Because, you know, what is the point of offering a denial of consent when it's going to be ignored anyway? But I wonder, and I also wonder especially about like Eric Lee, Brant, Leo. I wonder about them. I wonder about Jack and Tirza. Jack, I really think probably is vaccinated. Tirza, probably. Julia, I'm not sure. And of course, my other grandkids, you know, Charlotte and James. By the way, I still have Charlotte's purse right here. These things concern me. I wonder about that. But two things quick. One is I watched, you know, I have really gained a lot of respect for Max Blumenthal and Aaron Matei. The two of them do The Gray Zone. And they are both politically left, way politically left. And I disagree with them on a whole lot of things. But I agree with them on some things wholeheartedly. And I tremendously respect the clarity of their presentation, a whole lot better than mine, I think, and the tenacity that they go after things. For example, often mentioned, they point out the fraud of Russiagate. They point out the fraud of the Duma chemical attacks and things of that nature. They're pointing out the fraud of Ukraine, what's going on there, and so many other things. And they're like the political left used to be when I was growing up, very anti-war. And apparently this Sunday, I guess it is, there's a big march in Washington, D.C., a whole bunch of people coming out for an anti-war gathering, which I, you know, so what? But the thing I find fascinating is it's a whole bunch of people from different perspectives. The political left, political right, libertarian, this group, that group, whatnot. The whole bunch of people with different agendas, but they care, they share a common objective of being anti-war. And apparently there's also a lot of people who say, because we have our group and we have other agendas besides the anti-war aspect, and because that group doesn't agree with us, we're going to shun them. And I think this, and the Max Blumenthal, his, you know, he went on a rant at the beginning of the video. I'll leave the link to the video. define this superbly. Because what I see in that is, yes, you know, I think it's a good idea. And I say, let's go invade another country. You know, again, we invaded Iraq, Libya, Yemen, Syria. But, you know, Afghanistan, we want our raid. And, you know, the turmoil in Ukraine has a whole lot to do with us. And from what I understand, I'm hearing that Poland is looking at potentially knocking on the doors of Belarus, you know, next door, with guns and knives. So there's tension in the world that doesn't need to be. And I would agree with people who are, you know, one of the things that's mentioned, they're concerned about, socialized medical care and pro-choice and all these kind of things. And I completely disagree with them on that. That doesn't mean I disagree with them on being anti-war. I mean, I don't think war is a good thing. But, you know, and I would agree with them again on the Duma stuff, on the Russiagate stuff, on much of what I, you know. So it's this idea you have to be in lockstep. And what I find fascinating, and I'm trying to reason this through, is apply that to the Christian community, which goes to, one of the things that I've been thinking about today, and I'm trying to reason this through, because obviously I've done some effort on the Black Lives Matter organization, because their slogan, Black Lives Matter, great slogan. The organization by that name is Marxist by their own definition, and what they say is horrible, and it hurts black families. Therefore, the Black Families Matter, which, you know, is a poster on my wall. And so it's you have a great slogan, but your message is completely foul. In the same way, He Gets Us, that they call themselves a Christian group that's spending all sorts of money, has a great slogan, you know, wonderful art, whatnot. They're proclaiming a false Christ. Unambiguously, they're proclaiming a false Christ. I'm trying to think this one through, because, you know, one of the fundamentals is if you don't unwilling to engage somebody on fundamental issues and you only work at the periphery, I think that's what will happen. You'll work at the periphery. Black Lives Matter. Oh, it's a great slogan. So let's promote that, even though what they're doing is destroying the family. Let's promote He Gets Us, even though what they're giving you is a false god. The one thing I looked at some of their videos and some of the commentaries from people for them and against them, and the one thing I realized in doing that is the Jesus they promote is the exact same Jesus in the Quran. There's no difference. The Bible's Jesus and the Quran's Jesus, yeah, born of a virgin and things of that nature, he's coming again, those kind of things, Quran, Bible, same stuff. But in the Bible, he's the creator. In the Quran, he's a creation. It's a fundamental difference there. A really big difference. And the Jesus that the He Gets Us organization is promoting will fit both models. Because they only give you the facade. The Black Lives Matter facade. Black Families Matter. And Jesus is the creator. The reason he would get us is because he created us and he knows us intimately. Anyway, one last thing real quick. Because it was discussed, I gave you the link before. I'll probably give you the link again today to the voicemail I left in October, where I did talk about He Begged Us and the Christian nationalism and the Volvin and Lexus. They caught somebody in Ukraine. I mentioned that too. But when I, because we had a dialogue on that, so this afternoon while I was, you know, obviously eating and other things, I listened to it in the background and notice the end. If you recall, I stated while I was in a facility that was, I was homeless. And I was in a place and I asked the Lord on Christmas around that time of 2012. And I said, would you give me 5K? No, make it 10K if you want me to push, do the Shofar Nexus project. You know, and as I mentioned, 2 weeks later, I got a phone call and somebody said, will you take $10,000 for HSNC.com? And yes, it really blew me away. In the October video, I talked about one of the issues is it relates to the court appearance of next Thursday. Because they had, the government had stepped in reference to the relationship with my wife and my payments to her. And, you know, I stated at that time that I was not interested in trying to defeat my wife. I want to love my wife. I made a statement. If I had $20,000 of cash that I could use for basically anything, you know, be happy to pay her off, whatever is necessary. The reason I paid her the 1990 payment, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was because some of the payments were 519, and the 1990 is obviously May 19th, 1990. That was very clear. The reason I had 1990 to pay her is because I was given $20,000. It happened again. The Lord has this coincidence thing, and it's kind of like, oh. The reason Shofar Nexus, Shofar Leaks, Shofar Book for 6 months is funded is because I got exactly what I said in October, not knowing what would happen in end of January, beginning of February, whenever it was. It happened again. I think the Lord is real. Not because of that, for other reasons, but I mean, my lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore, I'm keeping the promise. I love you and I want you back.